there seems to be a huge chasm between the driving to Ironbridge and the driving away from Ironbridge, and there's some black spots within that chasm, because I can't remember what exactly happened last night. We're all sat in exactly the same position. The driver is...
I'm still Carl Madden, still Claw0101 on Twitter.
Thank you very much for driving, much appreciated. And in the back, slightly more tired looking than when we arrived.
Yeah, I'm still Alex G. Fox, or the bits of me that are left are anyway.
Everybody had a good night.
Apart from the walk up the hill.
Oh, the walk up the hill. I'll let you explain that.
Oh, what's to explain? We were told maybe a 10-minute stroll. It probably was 10 minutes if we could walk vertically. But no, it was nearly an hour up steep inclines, through mud, through fields, at the risk of our lives. No lights, cars coming towards, you know, a normal night out, really.
So we checked into the Tontine, felt very welcome, dumped our bags. What an amazing positioning, right opposite Ironbridge itself. I pocketed hip flask, a couple of bottles of wine, some essentials as we were heading to the British Mac party, and it was just up the hill. That's what we were told, just up the hill. And what a hill, honestly. You know, I've been up some mountains in my time, but I guess holding a bag of chips isn't really the correct mountaineering stance. And yeah, it was a little bit scary when the cars come around the corner at 60 odd miles an hour and you're thinking, I'm completely invisible right now. And it felt a little bit like a cross between Last of the Summer Wine and Grumpy Old Men, because the only thing that I think was keeping our sanity was our ability to bitch like you've never bitched before. Luckily, we had a goal that was in all of our hearts and minds, and that was to make it to Will Green of British Mac on Twitter, make it to his studio. It's quite funny. I'm just remembering what you looked like when we walked in, because the moment we walked through the door, it was like stepping into an oven after being in the freezing.
Oh, it's a sweltering, sweaty. Oh, it's like a big sweaty beast. It's disgraceful.
To be honest, you looked like you'd swam there.
Well, yes. It was like running a marathon, that was for me, I think.
So that was quite interesting, and it did take me a while just to calm down and crack open a drink. Did you drink much last night?
Yeah, well, after the painkillers and the migraine tablets, I had a couple of drinks. I then felt really, really ill. But there was a moment where I thought it's going one way or the other, but thankfully it went the right way, and I managed to carry on drinking for another 4 or 5 hours. So all in all, survived it just, but it was a very successful trip.
I was underestimating Will's ability to buy booze, because when I walked in there must have been about 12 litres of wine and all the cans he could possibly want, and I'd taken a couple of bottles, a bottle for him to drink on his show, because I'm fed up of listening to go from the spa, and I took a bottle of a bottle I don't think you can get in the country, a Lebanese bottle, which I'd shared with Dom McAllister. It was a pleasure to see Dom on fine form. What a legend. And of course, Will, who looked a little bit nervous when we walked in, as if to say, oh my God, I hope no more come. Yes. I didn't expect it to be quite this popular. And we then did a live podcast, which was a lot of fun. And I really hope that if you do tune into British Mac, he incorporates all of the nuances, shall we say, that we got up to. Because it was quite funny listening to so many people into podcasting in the room give their opinions on stuff that Will normally covers, as a matter of course, every week on his podcast. Every couple of months at the
every
moment.
Millennium, yes.
So good fun. And then afterwards, we thankfully to those that assisted us, got a lift back down the hill to the restaurant. What was the name of the restaurant?
I don't know, actually. Can't remember.
There's only one Indian restaurant.
Yeah, there is only one Indian restaurant. So if you do happen to be in Ironbridge, I had some astounding food, I tell you. It was a little bit painful, you know, hitting some of the chilies in there, but it was lovely, with another glass of wine. And then we managed to convince the Tontine that that they should probably stay open a little bit longer. And as we were residents, we had a nightcap. And you know, there's a lot of conversation that happened, a lot of connections that happened, and we're obviously leaving out all the illegal stuff.
Yeah.
Apart from that, good time had. What are you taking away?
That I really want my bed tonight. That's it. I just want to sleep at the moment.
I'm taking away that documentally snores worse than I do.
I was once compared to a Wookiee, yes. But which...
Yeah, I mean, I hold my hands up and I agree completely.
We had a... Any disappointment I'm taking away is the fact that we had the most haunted room, and either your snoring kept them away or my snoring kept them away, because the unearthly sounds
exactly.
were quite rhythmic from both of us, I think, and I managed to sleep through.
You please not use the word rhythmic when we stayed in the same bedroom.
Yeah, separate beds. And but I'm taking away the fact that we need more podcasting get-togethers. So if anybody's listening to this and they know of at least three events of a year, evenly spaced out, involving affordable accommodation. And we know a lot of podcasts that would be well up. If you've got a hotel that is quiet at a time of a year, you can give us a really good price on the rooms, and you've got a bar, that's all we need. That's all we need. And Wi-Fi, of course. Yeah, lots of Wi-Fi. Fat pipes dripping with Wi-Fi would be nice. I think the Iron Bridge actually just absorbs all the local internet connection. Should have plugged into the bridge. This morning, that's what I'm taking away.
Oh, the
light.
Yeah, so the impromptu photo walk. I mean, one of the things, two of the three of us are professional photographers. So it was Mr. Claw0101 had probably the best teaching ratio ever given to an amateur photographer in the history of the universe. And we managed to get some spectacular pictures. Well, the other two did anyway. So, yes, I'm sure you'll get a link somewhere to have a look at the spectacular views that we had this morning.
Yeah, beautiful backlit, incredible metal structure. We're sat in an incredible metal structure. I can't believe it's still going. Shouldn't really tempt fate. Let's touch. Is that walnut dash you've got there? Very nice.
Well, yes.
thanks again for driving and getting us where we're going, hopefully safely. We're nearly there.
No worries. Absolutely no worries.
And cheers, guys. I felt like I know you a lot better, considering I had no idea who you were pulling up at my house.
Yes, yeah, so by tomorrow, with any luck, you would have forgotten all about us. Yes.
Onwards.